32 putas. So you have 32 putas, and then you have a fourth of it more, a fourth of 32. How much is a fourth of 32? Is a fourth of 32 is 8. So that means that you have 40 putes. You have 40 putes. 32, imor is 32 putes, and a fourth of imor is 8 putes. So it's 40 putes now, and every pute has half a seor. Every pute is half a seor. So in other words, so 40 would be 20 seorim. 20 seorim. So in other words, so that's what he says. Nimtzu shnei dinim esamoyim. ששמיני שלהם מוביר, שהם נשקל 20 סעירים כסף. So you have 20, the weight of 20 grains of barley, of seeds of barley. But the Rambam says, רבי סעירו, שכפיר עשתיינו הוא נשקל 19 סעירים וחוצי סעיר מן הכסף, 19 and a half. So it should be 20, not 19 and a half. So the Kesef Mishneh says, Hei Tzei, Mishkal Chotzi Seiro Kesef, Shul Shove Pruta Lidoye, Nishar Bikfiras Mishkal Yutes Seirim Lichotzi. So apparently, the Kesef Mishneh explains the Rabbeisof of the Rambam, that whereas all the Rishim Paskin like Rav, that Kfiras Atayne Ishtei Kesef. So Mimele, the tiny has to be in the value of Shtei Kesef plus a pote. Plus a pote. But Rabbeisof of the Rambam apparently passed like Shmuel. Because the general rule is that Hilchasik is Shmuel Bidine. Whenever there is a machlekes in the Nemomenes between Rav and Shmuel. So Mimele, since the Rabbeisof of the Rambam paskund like Shmuel, so that means that altogether, so altogether the tiny has to be Mishkal Esrim Seiris, 20 Seiris, but then there has to be a Idoya of a Prote, so Vechotzi Seir. So, and the rest, so the kfira is at 19 and a half. That's the cheshb. So the cheshb is all right. The only thing I don't understand in the Kesef Mishneh's cheshb is, why does he say, Shemashe or Shemi Forshin, Shemashe Omru Ataino Shli Kesef, Mi Kesef Midine, Shu Kesef Yerushalayim, Daine Shnei Dinrin. Deine Schneiden mit Mabea, Schmnossi, Kessler, schon Chises, weil Pima, Schikosuf, Esrim, Geo, a Shekel, nimmt so, so, in other words, a Shekel is 20 Mois, so, Mimele, and the Shekel is 4 Dinrin, so, 2 Dinrin is 10 Mois, 2 Dinrin is 10 Mois, but here it's 2 moin, shtei kesef, not shnei kesef, not to dinrin. So the whole cheshbon is based upon the premise that shtei kesef means shnei dinrin, and that's very difficult. You see from this Gemara, from all the Rishonim, that the pshatn shtei kesef is not to dinrin, but the pshatn shtei kesef is 2 mois. So that I don't understand. That's the only thing I don't understand in the cheshbon by the Kesef Mishneh. But otherwise, the cheshbon is very simple. The cheshbon is very simple. Now, Yesh derech mishne, so he asks. יש מי שהקשה על מה שכוסף הרב כסף משנה תאמו רבי סוף וגמור אמרו לרב כפירה סטיינה שתי כסף משמע דחו השתי כסף אבל הכפירה והידו יפרוטה חוץ מהם דצלת רב ולדבורוב חוצי עשירו מהידו שיפרוטה מתיר השתי כסף ואם זה במשמע well that's the only מחלקס רב ושמואל so apparently the רבי סוף they passed like Shmuel. All right, but that's not such a strong kasha. Because the Gemara says that Rav Poppe said like Rav. All right. So all the Rishonim pasken like Rav, even though the general rule is that Hilchas Shmuel b'nei. So that's not such a strong kasha. But the difficult thing in the Cheshbon of the Kesef Mishneh is when he says מפני שהם מפורשים שמה שאומר עתיינו שתי כסף מכסף מדינה שהוא כסף ירושלים דהיינה שני דינרים ממטבע שמנוסי כסף ואשר נחשס נראה so he's assuming that שתי כסף means two דינרים and שתי כסף all the Rishonim say in explaining the Gemara that שתי כסף doesn't mean שני דינרים it means שתי מויס not שני דינרים Not today, didn't I? All right, so that's very difficult. That's very difficult. All right. In other words, it appears from the Kesef Mishneh that according to the Rabbi Yisrael of the Rambam, Shti Kesef doesn't mean Shti Mois, but it means Shnei Dinah. But it means Kesef Medina. So, how will he explain this Gemara? Unless he'll explain the Gemara like Rashi, when the Gemara says the Kashi, V'aytayno dichsiv ki yiti nishal reyu, not exactly like Rashi, but in a similar way to Rashi. V'aytayno dichsiv ki yiti nishal reyu kesev v'kilu v'ishmeya. Utnam shvus ayonim atayno shti kesev v'aydoye shavaprote v'aydoye shavaprote. So in other words, some mele true that the kesef tzure is shnei dinrin, and here you also the Mishnah requires dinrin, but why does the Mishnah require two dinrin? So apparently, when the Torah says kesef, so the Torah means money, like in similar way to Rashi, except that Rashi. Says it in respect to two mois. Why two mois, not one moe? And the Rabbi Yisof of the Rambam will apply it to dinrim. To dinrim. I mean, that's a very strange thing. That shtei mois, why does it say loshen nikevo, as the Rishonim point out? Dinrim is loshen zocho. It should say shnei kesef, not shtei kesef. All right? But that's how it appears from the Kesef Mishneh's Pshat in the Rabbeis of the Rambam, that according to them, so Shtei Kesef means Shnei Dinrim, but it means Kesef Medine, which is an eighth of Kesef Tzur, but it means Shnei Dinrim. That's very strange, very difficult. All right, now. Now, let's go further with the Gemara. Rav Shimon Melokish Eimeya Tamayud Vishamai Kidecheski Vioma Cheski Oma Ko Vihogdo Milamich Migras Pidieno Vieta Garas Pidieno Vieta Iamre Vishle Medio Avlo Diner Heine de Migre Vosla Prote So there can be deduction Elo Amre Diavlo Prote. So if the Kenyan was with the Prote, you cannot deduct from the Prote. So, mi Prote mi migre. So that means that by Omo Vrio, that Omo Vrio, that is nicknamed the Kesef, so the Kenyan is more than the Prote. Now let's see the Rashi. Kidecheski, Likama Firkin, Diktonic Abel Divri, Kane Satsmi Bidroi in Kesset, Shemechashif Madenov, Kishibolive this Satsmi Bikach Vikach Likachtani, Vilhoyoloch Lishabdeni, Eloshe Shoni, Nimtseis, Kane Avdosel Shono Bikach Vikach, Hashif Kam Shonim Avaliticho, Vitsei Mikesset Mignosi, Mea Vils Ashonim Alolo, Vitul Ashor. ואמרינו מנוען מילה, ומחזקי והובדו, ולכסי ונידס, משמע שעבדנאו מסייע בפדיינו, וזהו שמגרס פדיינו וייציס, אל מאינו מעובריו ניקנס בפוחס מדינה. אינו מעובריו ניקנס בפוחס מדינה. אי אמרת בשלימו, דיוב לדינר, היינה דימאגרה ווזלת פרוטה. But if you say prute, so prute mimagre, mi prute magre, shetitno ishufru, ukame mosik milse voma ugedushi isha ribishamai, so what has it to do with dushi? That has to do with kinyan omo vrio. But we learn out gedushi from omo vrio. So just as omo vrio, the kinyan is bidinah, so the Bagdushin, the Kiyan, is also Bidina. Udushi shall be Shammai, Miyomo Vrio Naftali, El di Pachino Gimore, Vilishavkila Sukeli Mils. So the Gimore is asking certain kashes before the Gimore was able, before Rav Shimon Melokish was able to explain fully his Pshat in Bishammai. So the Gemara Sikashe, by Omevrio Gufe, how do you know that Omevrio is nicknames only Bidina? Maybe, Heched Yoiv Ledina Tigorat Prute, Heched Yoiv Leprute Loi Tigorat Klal. And then there is no joy. But maybe an Omevrio can be nicknames Biprute, but when an omavrio is nicknames Bipote, so then there is no Giroi Lichirus. So the Gemara says no, Lois Alkadaitoch, Dumye the Yud, Ma Yud Avogav di Boye Miyayid, di Boye Limiyayid, Kol Eichad Limotze Miyayid, Lehaves Vines Vine, Lehaves Vines Vine. In other words, so, in Ovio Rashoy Limeichol Likrevim, She asur lehem. In other words, let's say, suppose the Odin, the father, wants to sell the daughter to a brother of the Omo of Rio, of the daughter. To his son, he wants to sell. He cannot, because will the brother be able to be miyayit her? No, it is an elbow. So Mimele, since Yud could not take place, so Mimele couldn't sell it. So here too, if Yochaname Kolechad Limotzen Mikriya Lihaves Vines Vine. So since in the case where the Kinyan is by one pute, so then we couldn't visualize the mitzias of Geroin. Of Geroin, some melee, she couldn't be nikne with the pute. So, Kolechem Otzimikol Avizvin Ezvine. So, by Omo Vriyo, so we have to say that she couldn't be nicknames with the pute, but only with the dinner. Some melech do she ish only be shamai nafkelo mamavrio mamavrio be putali miknie afisha be putali migdish migdish nadarash Luis alkadai toch she nicknames be dobo shein be gerua meacha she nichtav gerua kam dum ye di yud keiche doma li in yud she nichtav imei asha lo yodo vila madno she rasho yodin li adalei biseich. We say Shnei Amus in the course of the years of the Shifrus of her servitude, Vitiya Mikudeshisle, Im Yemalo Ariat Miyadisli, Bamea Sheyeshli Olaich, Vinzoich Kesefachea, Viomali Kamon, Inovio Rashoei, Limecho Likrevim Shiasurem, Mishumavo, Lifishina Nimikaim Bashalo Yodo, Vigerua Name Kiyut. Mayud Ugdushi Isha, that's the maskone of Rish Lakish. Maskone the Milz of Rish Lakish, the Komosi Kveimer Taime the Bishamai Kidecheski. So the Gemara has the Kashe. So now, you have a Raya that the king and Omo Ivriyo could not be with the Pote. But how do you know that the minimum is a dinner? Maybe Veime. Pauge di dina beime stei putes kim da fikte mi pute oik me adina oik me adina. Alright, rovoma heine taime di bishama ishi libne isi soil hefkia ki hefkia liknis bidova muet umid rabonon udikama bishamai dafkino rabonon ligdushna prus medina. So, there are a number of explanations in Bishamai. Rav Zeire, and Rav Yosef, and Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and Rove. Now, according to all the mandomas except Rove, so Bishamai's requirement of Idina is a deraisa. According to Rove, Bishamai's requirement of the dinner is the Rabbon. How could the Rabbonon say if Midraises she could be Mikudeshes with the Pute? How could the Chachomim say she's not Mikudeshes? The answer is because Afkinu Rabbonon Ligdush Mene. Alright. Why were the Chachomim Afkia? Kidei shel Yudneis Yisroel Kievka. Now, in this Sugye about Giroin of a Divri Nomo Vrio. So we once discussed it already. So there are three sheets Rishen in respect to Giroin. Now Giroin is based upon the Keset with which he was nicknamed. So the question is this, which Keset? No, and an Omo Vrio is nicknames Bikesev, and as the Mishnah says, Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Evedivri nikne Bikesev u Bishtar vikine Atzmi Bishonim u Vievu vigroin Kesev Yiseira Olov Omo Vrio shekines Atzmi Bishimonim. But as far as being nikne, so is the same as a medivri, because of bishtar. So a medivri can be nikne, not only because can be nikne bishtar. The question is this: this giroi is based only on the kesef kinyan, or it is based not on the kesef kinyan but on the kesef domi? Let's say, suppose the Odin sells the Omo of Rio, another Odin, I'm sorry, the father, sells the Omo of Rio to the Odin for 600 Jews. For 600 Jews. So then the king can be for the 600 Jews. But if he wants, he can execute Ishtar, and the king can take effect for Ishtar. But the Odin pays the father, the Odin pays the father 600 Jews as purchase money. So then, will there be Geroin? Will there be Geroin or not? So on that point, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabban Tam. Rashi Shiti is that Geroin Kesef, with which and the Divri and Amavrio is Yitzel Chayos, has to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan, not the Kesef Domi, the purchase price. And if, let's say, the Kinyan was for Shtar, even though there is Kesef Domi, so then the Amavrio or the Divri is not Yitzel Chayos. Where is the Rashi? The Rashi is oh, the Gemara. Now turn to the Gemara that Fidala don't base. Evedivri niktevi kesef, right after the Mishnah. Minarol, omakrom mikesef miknosei, milamei che niktevi kesef, ashkren evedivri yan niktevi vichovi, hoi vuchos yon vi kesef nimkal Yisroel minarol, that is niktevi kesef, omakrom vihovdo, milamei, Shemigras Pidino Vieitza. Now the Rashi is a very important Rashi. Midloiksi Vinivdo, Mashma Vihovdo, Shafodi Misaiya Bipidino. So how does that prove that he's Niknevi Kesef? So that only proves that he's Yeitzi Bidoi. But how does that prove that he's Niknevi Kesef? So Rashi adds, Alma bikesef nikne, dilo ikono bidomi mai migraya. So Rashi says, since the Torah says, evedivri, or omovrio, in other words, omovrio, so that she's yeitzes, yeitzes bigroin kesef, so it's a rayer that she's nikted bikesef. Because if she wouldn't be nik, assuming that she's not nikted bikesef, she couldn't be Yetzi B'Goyin Kesef. So the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabban Tam. Now if you turn to the Chidushei Rashbo here, and after the Aleph on the base, we won't discuss it, but that's Negei our Gemara. So the Rashbo, as the Kashe, what kind of a Rai is it? What kind of a Rai? Maybe and Omovrio is not Niknes B'Kesef. But you say, she's Yetzis B'Goyin Kesef. So, maybe she's only Niknes B'Shtar, not B'Kesef. But how can she be Yetzis B'Goyin Kesef? So the Goyin Kesef will be based upon the Kesef Domi. Let's say he paid the Odin, paid the father of the Omo of Rio, he paid 600 Jews for 6 years, 100 Jews for every year. And the Kinyan, and he acquired her, the Odin acquired her by executing Ishtar. But which she can be Yetzel Chayos through Geroin Kesef. So what is Rashi Shite? Rashi Shite is that Geroin Kesef that is Meitzel Chayos can only be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. But if the Kinyan took place through Shtar, then there is no Yitzir L'Cheus through drawing Kesef. So that Rav Natan is chilek on that shittah. And Rav Natan says that the growing kesef does not have to be based upon the kesef kinyan. The growing kesef can be based upon the kesef domin, even if the kinyan was frushta. Now, turn to the Chiddush HaRashbo. Milamid Shemgaras Pidyin of Yeitza. The Chiddush HaRashbo on Daf Yud Aleph. Pirish Rashi Umidagras Pidyin of Yeitza Mistome Bikesef Kone Vikel Meidak Vidilme Bishtore Kone Vinosan Kesef Bitiras Domim Umidomeo Idimagras of Yeitza. So what is Rashi Shita? No. There cannot be Geroyen on the basis of the Kesef Domim. The Geroyen has to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. And if the Kinyan is through Shtar, even though there is Kesef Domim, the Geroyen cannot be based upon the Kesef Domim. And Mishmoach HaPirush Rav Natan, Shechashem Shekina Atzim V'Kesef, Kach Niknes V'Kesef. Kach Niknes V'Kesef. Anyway, so we have so far two shittes. One shita is the shita of Rashi, that the Geroyen Kesef is to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan, not in the Kesef Domi. And they know Haname, if the Kinyan was through Shtar, there is no Yitzir L'Cheus through Geroyen. And Ramatam shita is that the Geroyen is based upon the Kesef Domi, not upon the Kesef Kinyan. Then, but Ramatam is made it. Suppose there is no Kesef Domim altogether. How is it possible no Kesef Domim altogether? Suppose the Odin, suppose the father gave away the Omo of Rio to the Odin b'matone. Why couldn't he give away b'matone? And the Kinyan took place with Shtar. So there is neither Kesef Kinyan nor Kesef Domim. There is no Kesef Kinyan because the Kinyan took place with Shtar. And there is no Kesef Domim because she was given to him b'matone. B'matone. So then Rav Natan will be made that there is no Geroyen. But this is a sreed in Dushin, that in the Sugya of Chof Halef, Chof Beis there, he says that even if the Kinyan was for Shtar and it was Matone, so the Omovrio can still be Yetzir L'Cheirus through Geroyen. How will you determine the Kesef Domim? So we just have to find out how much does an Odin pay the father for an Omovrio. And if the statistic is that an Odin would pay 600 Jews for 6 years to the father, so then the Geroyen is based upon that amount of 600 Jews. So we have three shittas. Dafrofalef, it is read. Venir lema, shemisha nikne bishtar in migara pidyene. Dotnan, evedivre nikne bikesef bishtar, vikenes asm bishon vijevu groin kesef, ubalkoch en hai groin kesef akule koe. Bein nikne bikesef, bein nikne bishtar. Dies alkadaito dafka nikne bikesef, avurimisne, va nikne bikesef, jeitim groin kesef. Mitone v'goyin kesef stam, shmamna tavayu koi, bina hanikin kesef, bina hanikin bishtar, v'loin mi boi hanikin bishtar, v'zof kam moi isolof. Balvoye, she eitzi v'goyin kesef, אלא אפילו היקני לאובס ביטי בשטר במתונה, ולראות צהוב לקבל מנדומים, יצא בגרוי, כסף, שכיוון שזיך סותר או לא צז בפידיין, מלי במחה מל מתונה. מלת, so the three שיטים. Now here we have a little arithmetic. Ubisil aiman miprute. Sobar avyezit vu neima prute koldehu. What does it mean prute koldehu? So avyezit thought at first that the shio prute is not a fixed shio, but it varies. It varies. What does it mean it varies? In other words, let's see the Rashi. Kol ma sha'adiris mishanim es ha-madbeya. Piyomim she-pechsim, piyomim she-misifim mishkolam. So that's the prote. In other words, if the halacha had been like Rav Yosef, I mean, the way Rav Yosef thought at first, then Rav Yosef himself was Chayza. But if the Aloche had been the way Rav Yosef thought at first, so then it would mean that the Shio Prute varies from place to place and from time to time. Let's say, in other words, let's say here in the United States, so what is Prute? Prute is the smallest coin, you know. So, apparently, in every country, so you had the big coin and you had the small coin. I mean, throughout the ages and in every country. So, in other words, you had a prute, Ilyen Arts Israel. So you had a prute, that's the smallest coin. And then you had the big coin, you had the seller, that was the big coin. Here in the United States, you also have. You have it in every country. And throughout the ages, it has been like that. So, I don't think that there is any exception. So, you have the dollar, that's the big coin. And you have the penny, that's the smallest coin. So, in other words, according to what Rav Yosef thought at first, so that would mean that prute is called the. In other words, if the prute in one country, in one time, is more, so the shio prute is more. If it's less, so it's less. So Rashi expresses it. Suppose in a certain place, in one generation, they lower the weight of the smallest coin, so then it's less. If they add to the weight of the smallest coin, so it's more. So Rav Yisrael Meima Prute Koldo. Omole Abaye Valokotone Kamo Yi Prute Echot Mishmeino Bi Yisrael Italki. So in other words, it has a fixed value. 1/8 of the value of an Italian Isa. Isa Italki. In other words, the Isa, the Matbeya that was current in Italy, Bizman Atanoi, Vichitei Mehanim Mila Bideri Shalmeishe, Hanim Mila Bideri Shalmeishe. In other words, it's really not, the criterion is not the Zman Atanoi, but I suppose the Zman Atanoi, it was the same as Mamator. In other words, when the Mishnah says "Kamo yipute echad mishmeinu biyisaroi talki," so the Mishnah is describing b'derech shalmeish in the zman of Matan Torah, and even though it says yisaroi talki, apparently it was the same b'zman Matan Torah as in the zman of Tanoi. ביסייט האן מיל ביד ישאל מייש אבל הוכה פיד חשבוין ש אינדיב לצי ני סרטן פלייס סו they add more to the weight of the smallest coin. So then that's the prote. If they lower the weight of the smallest coin, so that's the prote. So that would mean, if we say like that, so it would mean that the value of prote would vary, let's say, between Mexico and America and the United States. Because there, it's much less. Avrochi chashlinche, for kioser avdime oma, shia rapsimoye bidei, kamoi prute, echot mishmine bisari talke, so bidei rapsimoye. That means it doesn't vary from place to place and from time to time. It has a fixed value. וחיוסה רובין אומר רב דוסטויה ורב ינאי ורביישה שיער הוא כמה הפרוטה אחד משישו בישר או איטלקי 1/6 of an איסר אומר לרב יסף יהוכה היינה דתניונה צי וחשב כמה פרוטס בשני סלויים יסי המלפיים more than 2,000 That's in respect to the Oshom that male behegdesh has to bring. If somebody is nenem in a hegdesh, b'shegeit, so he has to bring a korb. So if he had anoye of a prute, very little anoye, minimum anoye, so he has to bring an Oshom because of shkolim. Two sloy. So the Braise in Tereskenim says, Mishne zu shnuya itzlnenem in Akedesh, shemevi al anoya sprute. This is not a Mishne, but when Rashi says Mishne zu, he doesn't mean Mishne in the sense of Mishne, contrast to Braise. Mishne in the sense, something that is learned. Mishne, shonu chachomi. So that's interesting. Shemayv yalanu esprute oshom b'kesef shkolim. The Torah says at the end of the Sefer of Vayikra, Tzei v'chashev v'yischachek m'naveiro sh'afal ha'shegek tzorech kaporek deilo k'inzu. In other words, he was then a minimum anoy, only a prute, and because of that he has to spend on an oshom over 1,000 putes, over 1,000 putes. So that should teach us a lesson. How careful one has to be in not being nichshol naveres. If he was nichshol navera b'sheyeg, in the anoye of a pute, so he has to bring a korban that is worth over a pie. So he says, Yohanit Yonet Seve Hashiv come up, put his business loim, Yesem Alpine, Hashte Alpine Leavin, Yesem Alpine Kolo. So be shleime if you say that Prute is not a fixed value, so then sometimes it can be more than 2,000. But if in other words, if the smallest coin in a certain place, in a certain time, happens to be very, very small, so then it will be a 2,000, over 2,000. But if you say it has a fixed value, so mele it's always echot mishmeino b'isar italki, so then it cannot be even two sloim cannot even reach 2,000. So how can the price in Tereskenim say over 2,000? אמר לי, ההוא סובה, ענות עניינו לי קורב על פי. נראות, יו הגריס אינדד פרייסה, יסם על פי. I am Geris in the Tereskei, and I'm not Yisam Alpayim, but approximately 2,000. So in Rechaname, it has, Pruta has a fixed value, and it's not even 2,000, so that's why it says Korav Alpayim, approximately 2,000. So, safe, safe, Alfe v'chomesh me'ot lotin v'shite u'dav. So, even if Yageris Korav Alpayim, it still will be difficult. Because if you assume that it has a fixed value, Echot Mishmino Bisaritalki, then it can only be, so Tusloim will be only 1536. So there is such a discrepancy. So how can you call it Korav Alpayim? Korav Alpayim. Now what's the Cheshbon of 1536? So Rashi mentions the Cheshbon. Omer le'ahu sove te'at b'mishne zu. Danot yonalei v'korav alpayim t'yonebe. Danot yonalei v'korav alpayim t'yonebo. Alfe v'chomish me'ot lotim v'shit ha'avi. 1536. What's the Cheshbon? A very simple Cheshbon. Sha'asela dala dinoi. A sela has four dinoi. V'adinecho dala disoi, kidlikama. So that means that a sela has four times 24. Four times 24 isoi. Now, so if you have a seller has one seller has four dinarim, and each dinar has 24 isorim, has 24 isorim, so some mele one seller will have four times 24, four times 20, four times 20 is 80. Four times four is 16. 80 and 16 is 96. That's one seller. So 96. So two sloim is two times 96. Two times 90 is 180. Two times six is 12. So it's 192. So it's 192. So that means that two sloim have 192 isorim. And then vi iser shmeino protes. And if you say that it is a fixed value, so an iser has 8 protes, so now you have to multiply 192 by 8. So, 108 times 200, so would be 1600. But you have to subtract, from 1600, you have to subtract 64. So it's 1600 minus 64. So 1600 minus 64 is 1536. So that's the Cheshbon. So there is quite a discrepancy between 2000 and 1536. So how can you call it Korav Alpayim? So even if you are Geiris Korav Alpayim, it's still difficult, unless we say that Pruta is not a fixed thing. Alright, so he says, Shasel daladin vadinach dalisol, kilitamo, vi sashmina putes, leilom, nimtsu kuf tzadik veis putes bidina, והשמינו דינה שבשל סבויים מועיל עם כל אחד מסיים פרוטס חוס השמינו הרי אלה ויטוף קוף למדבור 1536 so גמור יגיד את הארץ כיוון דינף גלומי פלגה קורייב לאלפיים קורם. In other words, since it's more than half of the second thousand, it's over 1500, so he calls it approximately 2000. In other words, if it is less than 1500, we couldn't call it approximately 2000. But since it's more than 1500, so you can call it approximately 2000. Kiven di nafke elef hasheni mechetzie shleishim vishisho korav alpaim korav. All right. So the maskon of the Gemara is that prute is a fixed value, has a fixed value. It doesn't vary according to the value of the prute that is current in a certain place, in a certain time. Right. Gufe. Ki oser avdime omar, shir, efsimo ibideirei, kamo yi prute echot mishpeinu bisari talki. כי עושה רובין, עומר השיעור הבדיסטוי ורבי ינו רבי שקם מפרוטה אחד משישה ביסאי טאורקי. עומר הבאי לרב דימן נעימי עט ורובין, רב דימן דרובין, אחילי כנמחלוי כסתנה קמה דרפשים הם גם ליל. בפלוקטה דנתנוי כמפלקטה, דיתניה, פרוטה שאומרך חומין, אחד משמינו ביסאי טאורקי. So a prute is 1/8 of an Isaroi talc, of an Italian Isa. Sheish moe kesev diner, there are 6 moes in a diner, and there are 4 dinrim in a shekel, all right. But that's not discussed here. Sheish moe kesev diner, moe shnei pidyonim, Pidyein shnei isorim, so it's mashma that there is no machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel in respect to these shiurim of sheish moye kesedina, moye shnei pidyonim, pidyein shnei isorim, that's according to everybody. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not chilik and Tanekame in respect to that. Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek and Tanekame in respect to prute, but in respect to the relative value of moe, of dinea moe. In Imoe, so how many pidyanim are there in a dinner? 12 pidyanim. Pudyen shnei isori. And then there are 2 isorim in a pidyen. So how many isorim are there in one dinner? 24. That's according to everybody. That there are 24 isorim in a dinner. That's according to everybody. According to Nekame, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Isa, now, it starts the controversial shir. Isa, shnei musmisim. And Isa has 2 musmisim. Matzme, shnei kuntreikim. So an Isa has how many kontrakin? It has 4 kontrakin. Now, kontrak shtei putes. So, a niser has 8 putes. Snimtzis puto echot mishmino bisari talk. Des tane kame. Reb Shimon Gamliel Meir, you see that in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Chazal, you had many more different variety of coins, much more than today. I mean, so many coins. Reb Shimon Gamliel Meir, Shlish Adrasin Limoe, that each Moe has the value of 3 Adrasin. Shnei anatsim lahadras. So a moye had 6 hanatsim. 6 hanatsim. Shnei shamnin lahanets. So a moye had 12 shamnin. Now, and base putes lishamin. So Imoy had 24 putes. Nimzo puta achas mishisho bisari talki. Now how is that chesbun? Now let's see the Rashi. Nimzo puta echod mishisho. Sho yiser echod mechobdalad bidina. That's according to everybody. That a niser is echod mechavdal b'dina, kidei akamret, avol aprutes gdelis masho marto, shadiner shesh moe, the diner is 6 moe, v'amoe gimu adresim, harei yutches adresim le diner, v'heim shleishim v'sheish anatsim. So then 72 shamninim. And then there are 2 prutes in every shaman. So where it's 144 kufman dalet prutes. How come divided by 24 timzo shisha b'chol chelek? Harei sheish prutes liyisa shuechot mechob dalet b'dina. All right. So he said, Abaye said, in other words, Rav Dime accords with Tanekame and Robin accords with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Leimin imar omak Tanekame vi Robin de omak Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omalei. So Rav Dime said, Bein didi uvein Robin alibi Tanekame. That Robin also accords with Tanekame. But how is it that he says it's echod mishisho b'isar italki? So, because loikashi hod aiker isure hod izul isure hod aiker isure kum 24 bizuze hod izol kum klotin utrein bizuze. Floating with him, not a rush. Alibi Tanekame, the Heineke Stama Sinte, the Hardy Robin, love you is see for a protest, Eloisorin Huzlu, Viomdu Shleishim Ushtaim Bidina. But the Isorin came cheaper. And then, originally, the rate of exchange was the regular rate. In other words, 24 is sowing for a dinner. But then, Robin, in the days of Robin, so So the Sorim were Huzlu, and the rate of exchange became not 24 Isorim in the dinar, but 32 Isorim in the dinar. V'nimtze sh'apruto sh'ikutz kastad, so, u'b'meir rapsimoye, so, v'hard rabin lafshis v'apel Isorim huzlovom du'shleshim sh'taym v'dinar b'meyem, u'leilom kufzad beis prutes v'dinar, chasheiv, but since b'mey Robin, so the rate of exchange was 32 Isorim for each dinar. So Memele, so when you divide 192 by 6, when you divide by 32, so you get 6. So it, because, and you can check it, if you multiply 32 by 6, so you'll get 192. So that means that the value of the prute is constant. We may rapsimoye hoyo isorim yikorim kimishpotom chovdalet bedina v'nimtze sha'prute shikufzadik beis lidina hoyso echod mishmeino b'isa. Now, so what is the tamtzis, the gist of this whole sugi? That the value of a prute is fixed. It doesn't vary. The value of a prute does not vary. The value of a prute does not vary. Now the question is, so what is the value of the prute? It's echod mishmeino b'yisaritalki. But today, echod mishmeino b'yisaritalki, or echod mishisha b'yisaritalki. But today it's not shayach, because we don't have the currency of an isaritalki. So how can we determine the value of a pote? So on this point, there is a basic machlekes rishonim. Davar Miluyim, at the beginning of Hilchas Vushin, discusses it at great length. You have Davar Miluyim. Discusses at great length. So the Rambam says in so many words that the prute is the value, is chotzi, is the mishkal of chotzi seor. Chotzi seor. So from the Rambam it's mashma that the Mishnah says bikesev, the Mishnah says biprute uvishove prute. So the question is, what is prute and what is shove prute? So according to the Rambam, prute means a piece of metal, a bullion of silver that has the weight of half a seor. Whether it is used as a medium of exchange or not is not important. So the kesef consists in a matres of kesef, a bullion of silver, a bullion of silver. And the prute means a small piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzi seor. And what is shove kesef according to the Rambam? Shove kesef according to the Rambam means something that is worth, let's say you have a few oranges, you have an orange, and that orange has the same value as the value of a bullion of silver that has the weight of a chotzi seor. That's shove kesef. And kesef mamesh, according to the Rambam, is a piece of matres, chticho shel matres, b'mishkal chotziseo. So in other words, suppose you are mikadish a nisho with a piece of silver that has the weight only a third of his sale. But it just happened, it's because of inflation, so this tiny piece of silver is worth a lot of money. She will not, according to the Rambam, she will not be Mikudesh. Because Keseth, by definition, means a piece of metal. A piece of metal that has the weight of a chotzisail. Of a chotzisail. A piece of metal that the weight of a chotzisail, whether it's worth a lot or it's worth little, whether silver is cheap or silver is expensive, it does not make any difference. So if you are mekadesh an isha with a piece of silver, you have to make sure that it has the weight of a chotzisail. And even if it does not have the weight of a chotzisail, or even if it's worth a lot, so then she's not mekadesh. But if you mekadesh an isha with Shoveh Kesef, then you have to determine whether that Shoveh Kesef, let's say the orange or whatever it is, has the worth of a piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzisail. I mean, that is according to the Rambam. The Ritva here, if you look at the Ritva, Kedusha Ritva, now Suge, look into the Ritva, Chedusha Ritva, and Dal Gemara, Daf Yudalev, Masnisen Bikesev, it's page 10, the first column. So, Masnisen Bikesev, Bishama Emrim Bidina U Vishavadina, U Bisil Emrim Biputa Vishavaputa, Bigmore Miforest Bimai Plige. So, Bisilal did not have to say Bipute Vishavipute. The Bikro Kesef Ksif, Usfil Bisilal, and Pute is Shonecheshes. It's not of silver altogether. So, Usfil Bisilal, the Laf Kesef Mame, Shalomomein. So in other words, according to Bisilal, you see, that so Prute is mommy. Prute is the shear of mommy. It doesn't mean silver. When you say Kesef, Chichachichom is the Ephraim, so Kesef is to be understood in the sense of mommy, of money, of money. The life Kesef mommy shall a mommy in the Hainishav Prute. So actually, v'chivn d'chein, prute atzmo, she shall necheshes, hay neshove prute atzmo, v'lav kesef, you see. V'lav kesef. In other words, according to the Rambam, so if somebody will be mekadesh an isha with a bullion of silver that has the weight of a chotzisail, so then we don't care about the worth of it. Even if silver is very cheap now, even if silver became very cheap, So still, she'll be Mekadeshes. Because Kesef means, according to the Rambam, means Chotzi Seiro, a piece of metal. The weight that has the weight of a Chotzi Seiro. What is worth doesn't matter. Whether you can buy with that, let's say, 10 dozen oranges, or you can buy with that one orange, or even if you can buy even one orange with that piece of metal. So she is Mekadeshes. Mashainkin, according to the Ritvo, Prute, according to Bisilel, is not silver. The essential thing, not silver. According to the Rambam, it's silver. Two Prute is of copper. But it has to have the value. So the Prute Matbeye is Shove Kesef. You see, according to the Rambam. Because the shiur of proto essentially is a shiur of silver. In other words, a piece of silver, the weight of chotiseo. And any matbeya that has the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of chotiseo is also kesef. So that shove kesef. And kesef does not consist in a matbeya of silver. But kesef consists in a bullion of silver. In the weight, that's according to the Rambam. According to the Ritvo, so is the other way around. He says, V'chein, so, usvir b'sil de laf kesef mamesh al momen d'ayne shove pote. So, kesef means momen. In other words, it means how much momen that is worth a prute. So how can we determine today, according to the Ritvo, there is no way of determining the shiur of prute today. Because how do we know? Because prute means the value of a prute. So when the prute was current, all right, so we knew exactly the value of the prute. But today, it's impossible to determine the value of the prute. That's the reason as to why the Sma in Simen Peches in Cheshmishpet says that today, Bizman Hazeh, so we don't know, I mean, we have different purchasing power, I mean, it's not the same as the time of Matan Torah. So Memele, one cannot be Mikadesh with the Prute unless, so he has to use much more than the Prute. But he has to use so much that he'll be able to buy with it substantial food. Substantial food. I told you the story yesterday. Ramesha Feinstein, he got married. He couldn't get it a bas, so he had to give Rebbe Zvi Feinstein, when he was in Kaddisha, 2 rubles coins. Because 2 rubles, so you could, in those days, you could buy a lot of food, enough food to be used for one meal, you see. Because this is what the Sma says in Chesh Mishpet, in Simen Peches, that today you have to use, we don't know, we have no way of determining, you see, according to the Sma wouldn't say it according to the Rambam Shite, according to the Rambam Shite, because according to the Rambam Shite, so Kesef Prute consists in a bullion of silver. So all we have to do is to buy a bullion of silver, the weight of a chotiseo, and then we don't care how much it's worth. Whether you can buy with it 100 pounds of flour, or you can buy with it 1/10 of a pound of flour. It doesn't make any difference. As long as it is a piece of matres, of keset, of silver, that has the weight of a chotzeseo, so that's a pote. That's a pote. And you know, if he wants to be mikadesh with something else, so then you'll have to determine that it has the same value as the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzeseo. But according to the ritvo, that kesef prute is mome, does not consist in a piece of silver. So how much mome? In other words, as much that is worth a prute. So how do we know how much is worth a prute bismamator? Do we know? Do we have a record? Some mele, in order to be sure, it has to be so substantial that he will be able to buy with it substantial food to be used for a meal. So then it is certainly has the worth of the potabis mamatantar. But that's the shite of the ritual. He says, V'chivin dechein pute atzma shid necheshes ha'neshove pute atzma v'lav kesefi elo de'ayde diktone b'shama yimrim b'dineha v'lisagi v'lav oche kivin diktone b'kesef anad b'sil v'pute. Now, the Av Miluim discusses that at great length. I'm finishing in a minute. Oh, yeah. Now, Simon Chof Zayin, this is the first Simon here in the Av Miluim back. Simon Chof Zayin. So he discusses the Machlokes Rishayim. The Machlokes Rishayim. So I think that the reason as to why the Sma says in Simon Pechesach Hesh Mishpet that it has to be so substantial today that you can buy substantial food with it, I don't think that according to the Ritva we can be sure that, let's say, even a dime is a protein. Because with a dime today, I don't know how much food can you buy with a dime. Half a dollar, I think, would certainly be a protein according to the Ritva, according to Smashit. So, When the Sma says that it has to have a substantial purchasing power, so it's not like Rashi is saying in Bishamai, because since in Tzure there was no copper coin, some mele, it has to be a dinar. It was a dinar, so it has to be. So the Torah was makpid on momen choshuv. So there, the Torah was really makpid on momen choshuv. But what the Sma says is not that according to Bisilel, so prute means momen choshuv. No. According to Bisilel, prute doesn't mean momen choshuv. But we have no other way of making sure that it has the value of a prote, unless it has substantial purchasing power. So then we can be sure that with Mamatan Torah it had the worth, the shavius of a prote. All right, now. Next week, Now, it's not difficult Gemara. It's not difficult Gemara. All right. You should be prepared for next Sunday, up to the end of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And then for Monday, I would like to cover up to the Mishnah of Eved Ivan Nikhtim Kesef. It's not difficult Gemara. And you don't have to go over the Rishenim. I'll discuss the Rishenim and new Vaxula Batea. But you don't have to go over it. All right. But for Sunday, up to the end of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. Amar Shmuel. Kicha B'Tamre. Was Mikadosh with a date after Amit Kur Tamrim Midner. So each single date is less than a prote. So she's still Mikodesh, Shmuel says. Chayshinon Shemoshove Prote Bimodai. Maybe Bimodai, so it is Shove Prote. Why does the Gemara mention Modai? In other words, maybe in a different country, but why Modai? I mean, why not Kush? Why not Hoidu? I mean, why Modai? So, why Modai? So the Goyen and the Shneis Elio, he mentions a posik in Yishaya, from which it appears that Modai had an abundance of gold. There was an excess of gold in Modai. Now, since Modai had an excess of gold, some mele gold became cheap because of the supply of the tremendous supply of gold. So, if gold becomes cheap, so then the food articles become relatively expensive. So that's why the Gemara Shmuel says, maybe Modai. In other words, because in Modai there is an excess of gold. So mele gold is cheap. If gold is cheap, so some mele the food articles become relatively expensive, so maybe it's worth a single date. Might be worth a prote. All right. In other words, Riacheshish. Maybe in another country, it is worth a prote. Vanan tnan b'sil lemlin b'prote uvishavet prote. B'prote uvishavet prote. Loikash. So how does the Mishnah say that if it's not worth a prote, so she's not Mekadeshes, but maybe it is worth a prote? So the Gemara says, Lo ikash, ho bigdushe vadai, ho bigdushe sofik. That, in other words, the Mishnah says, in order to be Mekadeshes be vadai, so then it must be worth a prote right here. Then she Mekadesh me Vadai, and then if Ruven was Mekadesh and Isha with something that is definitely worth a prote here, then Shimon is Mekadesh her, and she is Mekabela's Dushman from Shimon, so she is Meteres to Ruven, and she doesn't need a get from Shimon. But if it's not worth a prote, so then she's not Mekadeshes Vadai. Mekadeshes Vadai. But Misofik, she is Mekadeshes, in case Shimon is Mekadesher, and she's Pashto Yodo Vikiblo Gdushin Meshimen, so then she's not allowed to live with Shimen unless Reuven gives her a get first. All right. Bimodai kilema bimokim sheimtmorim mitzuyim. Sheimtmorim mitzuyim. Now Rashi also was bothered by the same difficulty that bothered the Goro. Why modai? So he says, Rashi says, because in modai there is, I mean, it's a little different than the Goro. The Goro says, because in modai there was a surplus of gold, an excess of gold. So Mimele, that made the articles of food more expensive. Not just dates, but any food article. Because gold was cheap. But and he says, Rashi says, no, because in Modai there was a scarcity, there was a shortage of dates. Now, so of course, that's a law in economics. So if there is less of a supply, so then the price is higher. The price is higher. Votnam vibos oleima kei ein shio likdushin. I mean, you see, Rashi explained. But what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Mishnah mentions the shio of dushin. The shio of dushin is prute. And Shmuel doesn't deny the fact that less than a prut is in Ugedeshes. Shmuel says, normally we have to be chayishes, maybe it has the shio of prut. So what's the kasha? But, so Rashi answers, true, the kasha is. So of what relevance is the shio of prut? On practical level, it's not relevant. And to say that the Mishnah is just mentioning it on a theoretical level without any practical significance is not misstabbing. Aber es ist so viel, habe ich mit der Slache wohl geht. Von der Rischen, die Chashino und Shema Shabe Prut bin Mordai, wie Shio Ahano und das Eilu, hey, in Gdushin Murim, Shema Acha Shekidish be Prut oder im Keimom, in Gimgum Bedavo, and then if Shimen is Mikadisher and she accepts the Gdushin, so she asks, she can live with Reuven, even if Shimon, she doesn't need a get from Shimon, because Shimon's Dushin is no Dushin. Aye. Ha'hu Gavre, the Agdish Bizvore, the Adurde, Agudish Omuchi, a package of cotton. Yosef Rafsime Bachie Kamei dera vikomayim bo, yiz b'shem v'prute ei, iloi loi, whether that package of cotton had the shem v'prute or not. V'omar Shmuel Chashinon, so for what purpose was the shume? Loi kash, ho'bigdu shevada, ho'bigdu shesofik. In other words, they made the shume, he made the shume. In case it turns out that it's definitely worth a prute, then we'll know she's Mekadesh Bivadai. And if somebody is Mekadesh her and she accepts it, so she can continue living with the first one without getting a get from the second one. ההוא גברי דאגדיש ביאגני דקוכלה with a marble stone. So, Yosef Rafchizde v'kom Yishai alei is b'shav v'prutei v'iloi loi v'ilez b'shav v'prutei alei v'omar Shmuel chai Shinon. So, Rafchizde l'isav alei Shmuel. Now the question is, why couldn't we say here that Rav Chizde was Mishayer in order to determine whether there's Dushim Vadai? So that stays his kash. So he says, Hoch le motzo ishnu yabu Dushim Sofi Gluyo. Mishu nimaire shekitcha ochi achakein biprute vo yabu Rav Chizde Rav Kiya Gdushim Rishin ki dikoma lafkol ki minoch daasal ota basra vi ave oma shekin im Sofi Gave im kin tzoch leima adi tzricho getne Rishin אם כן תהיה אסורו משום דהבי קושי סוכי. יוסף רב חיזדה וקומיון כשבו אחי וקיצ'ו בפרוטה נוסחה אחרת בו אוכי וקיצ'ו בפרוטה. And apparently Tesva said that גרשן רש אחכי. אמר לאימי. So his mother said to him, Vahu yeime tikitche boy, omol yeime. So his mother said to him, so to Rav Chizde, Vahu yeime tikitche boy, have a bishove prote. I mean, you are making an appraisal now, you are making an assessment now, and you determine it's not worth the prote. So, but, and that day, now it's not where they put it. Because the Avni de Kuchle cheapened. But the day before yesterday, let's say when it happened, so then it was worth a put it. Omalo. So Rav Chizde said to her, Lafko kiminoch di asat lo abaslo. So in other words, you are not capable to asar abaslo. In other words, the brother, the second one was Mikadisha. Because if it was worth a prute, let's say at the time of the Dushan, so she's the wife of the first one. So the brother's Dushan is no Dushan. No Dushan. And even if the first one will give her a get, she will not be able to live with the brother. Because Krusha Sochi is Asuro, it's Nisakores. Ishisach. Shinizgarash. Lav kokuno da asat lo abas. Lav haine the Yehudis bised rapchie. I mean, it's a terrific story. I mean, Yehudis bised rapchie. So the Yehudis, the wife of rapchie, have a tzar lady. Tzar lady. It's difficult to understand, but it happened. So she had great labor pain. So she didn't want to remain married because the pain was very intense. Omra lei, so she said to her husband, to her priye, Omra lei, my mother told me, kibel beyavuch gdushe kizutrase. When you are a little girl, so your father, I mean, mother's husband, so was mikabel gdushin from someone, and the father, midraise, can be mikabel gdushin for the bitiktano. So in other words, she is mkodeshes to a Mr. X, some mele, the gdushin by Rapriya later on when she was Egdeloi Begres Lona Teifes. She was an Ishishish. She's an Ishishish. It's a terrible story. So, Amalo, so Reb Chiya said to her, Lafkol Kimnei Dimoch, the Asat Loch Eloi. In other words, your mother has no nemonis. Your mother has no nemonis. Amralei Rabbonon Rav Chisde. In other words, because Ein Dovah Shebe'Avo Pachas Mishnai, so it requires Eidim. The mother, I mean, it's both. She's a Krevo and she's a woman, so it is not an Eid Kosher. And it requires in two edes, even an Eidechot Kosher would not be Nemo. Not be Nemo. Amr le'rabonon le'raf chiz de'amayi ho'yi kesade b'yidiz di'yade di'baruyei me'har b'yishove pro'otem. So Rabbonon said to Raf chiz de, but they are Yidim in Yidiz. Yidiz is the name of a town. And they no, they can testify that what the mother said is true, that it was worth it putting. It was worth it putting. So Reb Chisde said, hash the meal is ne come on. You see, they are Eidim, but Eidim are not before us. Now, what does it mean? And if they, well, the Eidim have to be before us, if we know they are Eidim, so they don't have to stay with us all the time. So Teisa says, it's not that we know definitely they are Eidim. There was a rumor circulating that they are Eidim. But whether it's true or not, you know, usually a rumor, you know, is not true, you know, a rumor. There are all kinds of rumors circulating all the time. Some mele, we are not chesh. Lav haine, the Reb Chanine, the Omer Reb Chanine, idies bitzad eston, eston means in sofen, vita aser. What's the Gemara? That's the Gemara in Ksuvis. The daughters of Shmuel were captured. Now, Eishmuyo, is a solitary mitrabo, not mitraise, because mitraise, when is a woman considered a zeine, if there are two eidim who come and testify, they saw that this shvuyo was raped by the captors. But otherwise, if two eidim just testify, they saw that the captors captured a certain woman, even though, I mean, they are choshud, of course, the captors, and raping Bnei Yisrael, but Malkina Yichud, Veinezrna Yichud. Veinezrna Yichud. So, but Midrabonon, because the captors have, you know, the legal right, you know, to do whatever they want, Nezisroel Ahefker, by them, some mele, we are Cheshish, and it's more than being Cheshish. Mid on the Rabbono level, so she's can be Cheskas Meir. On the Reise level, she's Vadai Loinit Meir, because Malkin Al Yehud, Venezrin Al Yehud. But on the Rabbono level, she is b'cheskas meya. So mele. So here, the bnei of. So if a woman was a shvuyo, even if the woman herself says, but I wasn't raped, teilani, she's not in a menace. Because on a drabonal level, a shvuyo is b'cheskas tmeya. But suppose a woman comes to Bezin and says, a year ago I was captured by certain shaboyim, but I remain teil. So then apeshos apeshita, because she has a niga. She didn't have to tell Bezin that she was captured. So she's nemes. Here, the bante di Shmuel lo ishtabe. And then, $2. So then they came to the Vismerash of Khanine and they left the captors outside the Vismerash. They came into the Vismerash of Rab Khanine. And one daughter said, Nishbeisi o Teirani. And then the second daughter said, Nishbeisi o Teirani. And Rab Khanine paskund that they are mutorim likune. So the Chachomim asked Rab Khanine, but they are reading Bimdina Sayam. Sayam does not necessarily mean overseas. It means in another country. So that who saw that they were captured, and once they are reading Shenishbeis, then the woman is not in a menace to say Teirani, because she has no Migi. So Rab Khanine said, they are eating in the Zayam, but we don't have the eating before us. So there too, what does it mean? Not that they knew definitely they were eating in the Zayam. There was a rumor circulating they are eating in the Zayam, but it wasn't established. It wasn't established. So we are not chishish for such a call. So here too, even though there is a rumor that they are aiding in Yiddish, name of a certain town, that it was worth the shavet prute, this marble stone. So, but we don't know whether they are aiding. So maybe we don't have to be cheshish. That means